I'm with Jason Cobb. Hi, Jason.
Hey, hello.
Will you just explain to everybody, educators and everyone out there, what you're doing with Audioboo?
Yeah, okay. Well, I work at Michael Faraday School. It's an outstanding school, Ofsted Outstanding in Southwark. And we've had this amazing brand new building. We have Wi-Fi installed, and we're just really, really keen to push technology a bit further in the curriculum. And in particular, what we're keen to get away from is this idea that ICT is taught as an add-on. So you're taught maths, you're taught literacy, you're taught ICT. We think really it should be you're taught maths and literacy, and then embedded within that, not as a second thought, is ICT. And so Audioboo really is just the perfect tool for us. We wanted to use it for this particular project using literacy, really as a means to helping the pupils to improve their own language. And so many of the pupils here have got really good speaking and listening skills. And what we thought would be good would be for them to talk all about themselves, which they know plenty. So we had a few brainstorming sessions, not for very long. We asked for 10 or so bullet points to be put down, all about their own background, their interests, their ambitions. And then, unknown to the pupils, we took them away and they recorded their first boos. And we weren't expecting great results. Some were actually quite good. We were very impressed, which was
Really?
good to actually get back. And then we used Audioboo to reassess those. So it was very simple. It was so easy for the teachers to go back in the classroom situation, share those recordings, and really try and be quite constructive in offering some advice as to how we could improve those even further. And so the teaching staff worked in the literacy lessons on this, thinking about such things as adjectives, how they can improve their own communication skills. And then we had some mind maps that were drawn up, so some ideas from the first boos, and these gave the pupils some direction as to what they could talk about next. And we've just completed the second series of recordings, and there's been some improvement, which has been really, really good to actually hear.
You had one pupil that was quite hesitant, in the first boo, didn't you? The first recording, and apparently there's a quite a after listening it back himself, there's quite a marked improvement on his second recordings.
Yeah, I think the pupils have really, what they've really appreciated or got out of using Audioboo is just this ease of recording themselves and then being able to analyse it. And even perhaps if they weren't that proud of what they did the first time round, there was still quite a buzz being in the classroom and listening on the class computer with all their friends at their own voice. And it's a very, very supportive environment here. So all the pupils have been offering advice on how to be improved. And this one particular chap that you mentioned, yes, he kind of heard his. He got some good help from his friends, and he could then find out where he could improve himself for the second time round. And he delivered.
He did, because I heard it.
Yeah, so it's been a great confidence boost. You really can't emphasise as to how much it really does give the pupils a huge amount of confidence in being able to actually hear their own voice being played back to all their class friends.
So what next now with the project?
Yeah, we're going to advance it a stage further. We love audio, we love Audioboo. We're going to take it a stage further and incorporate some images, but still with Audioboo as the main anchor for this, obviously. So we are going to create some audio slideshows.
Wow.
So these boos are the pupils talking about their own backgrounds, their home countries, their friends, their interests, and the words that have been used do actually paint some pictures, but we want to physically have some pictures to be created, and we're going to attempt to piece together the audio from Audioboo and create a slideshow. And then finally, hopefully, deliver an exhibition for all parents and some friends for the school to come in, and they can see how we've used Audioboo as a tool as part of our literacy curriculum and how hopefully it's helped the pupils with their own speaking confidence.
Well, thanks for that, Jason. I hope I've got an invite for the exhibition.
Yeah, it's going to be hopefully just before Christmas. It's going to be quite grand. We're going to have some canapés, some soft drinks. We're going to invite lots of the governors along, other friends of the school, and we can really celebrate what's been achieved using Audioboo here at Michael Faraday.
Thanks so much, and I'll definitely be here. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.